Several weeks ago, I received a call from a woman I will name Mary. I will name Mary just for the sake of my story. So this woman, Mary, phoned me, and when I picked up the phone, she said to me, "Father, thank you for answering the phone. I have a question for you." Mary first introduced herself and said, "I live 2 hours or more than that away from the parish. And my mother, who is 90 years of age, was just diagnosed with COVID. And I'm worried about Mom," Mary said. "And Mom is currently in the hospital, and I phoned the hospital, and I really wanted to see Mom, but I couldn't. Would you be able to pray for my mom?" And I told her, "Sure." I said, I'll pray for Mom. "And if you may," I said, "I'd like to arrange a virtual, perhaps, prayer or a virtual anointing of the sick without, of course, anointing with the oil, but to pray with Mom." And she said, "That would be lovely, Father." Then Mary went on to say, "You know, Father, I really would like to be near my mom. She's alone. And I understand all of the restrictions because of COVID. But I wanted to hug my mom. I want to touch my mom. I want to put my hand over her head and just assure my mom, 'Mom, I love you. I'm here.' I just want, Father, to be able to sit next to Mom. But I couldn't. Again, really, Father, the most painful, the most disturbing, the most painful part of this pandemic, this COVID, is not to be with your loved ones. It's a challenge, especially if they have COVID." Then she went on to say, "It pains me that my mom, it's not only my mom who's suffering from isolation, but I too, I'm suffering from isolation. Because I couldn't reach out to Mom. I couldn't touch Mom. I couldn't hug Mom. I couldn't embrace Mom and tell Mom, 'I love you.' I mean, I could virtually," she said, "but I wanted just to be there next to Mom." I was speechless. And before I knew it, I was in tears. Because I felt the pain. The pain of being isolated. Isolation in the biblical world takes the form of leprosy. It's the most dreaded disease in the biblical world because this disease isolates you from the world. And we heard from the book of Leviticus what that isolation means. It's not just about being quarantined for 10 days or 14 days and then you're out in the world. No. This isolation because of leprosy in the biblical world means that you are shunned from the community, from your family, from your loved ones for the rest of your life. From the rest of your life. And to use the words in today's first reading, the book of Leviticus says, those people who have leprosy are to live apart, to live in the darkness, away from the community. Those lepers during the time of Jesus lived in the cemetery, in the darkness of the cemetery, because no one dared to touch them. No one dared to associate with them. And then, as we have heard in the first reading, when they had to go out, they had to ring a bell and say, unclean, unclean, unclean. Just to tell the people a leper is in their midst. They were shunned from the synagogue. They were shunned from worshiping God. Which makes it interesting in today's gospel reading. This leper in today's gospel reading have been living in the darkness of the tomb, in the darkness of the cemetery, away from his loved ones. And no one dared to approach the man. But he heard about Jesus. He heard about Jesus. And he was thinking to myself, what if I go and approach him? What would happen? But deep inside this man, he knew that there's something different about Jesus. But he also knew that he approached Jesus, the people gathered around Jesus would suddenly just move away because of his leprosy. But that did not stop the man. He went to Jesus. He begged Jesus with these words. He said to Jesus, if you wish, you can make me clean. There was a deep pause. And this man was hoping. And Jesus then looks at this man kneeling in front of him. He was probably shocked himself. But more so, he was filled with emotion, filled with compassion of what this leprosy had done to this man, had done to the quality of his life. And out of compassion, Jesus did something unlawful. He touched the man. And he said to the man, of course, I do will it. Be cured. As soon as the man felt the touch of Jesus, this man with leprosy was freed from his isolation. He felt freedom from isolation. Why? Because finally someone touched him. Someone touched him, something that he has been longing for a very long time. Just imagine, how many years has this man not felt being hugged, not felt being embraced, that even a very gentle touch, none of those. And suddenly this man, Jesus, touched him and he said, be healed, be cured. And he was brought back to the community. The touch of Jesus was the very touch of God. And the touch of Jesus did not only bring physical healing to the man with leprosy, but the man was brought back to the community. The healing touch of Jesus was also a reconciling touch. Yes, a reconciling touch, because the touch of Jesus brought this man back to his family, to his loved ones, and to the community, ready to worship God. What Jesus is trying to say in today's gospel is the touch of God, the love of God, does not discriminate at all. That the love of God is offered to anyone, everyone who is open to accepting it, everyone who is willing to accept the love of God. Today, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is inviting all of us to do something. And what is that? Saint Paul says in the second reading, "Be imitators of me, as I am an imitator of Christ." And what are we to imitate? We are invited to imitate and to extend the healing and reconciling touch of Jesus. And in acknowledging the reconciling touch of Jesus, we come to know that that touch knows no boundaries. It doesn't have any reservations, because that touch is unconditional. Today, my brothers and sisters, we are invited to do the same thing. To keep in mind that we are ambassadors for Christ. That we are Christ to others. And we are to touch the untouchables. We are to love those who have been shunned from the community. We are to be instruments of reconciliation and continue to be instruments of unity and healing among all. We receive the Eucharist today, and Jesus is not only going to touch us, but Jesus, as we receive the bread of life, become part of our lives. He becomes part of who we are. May we go forth then from the sacred liturgy, my friends, keeping in mind the words of Paul, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." Let us today extend the healing, gentle, reconciling touch of Jesus.